Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn in for Chamber Events. Simply go to durangobusiness.org. I'm here with Vaughn Morris with the Boys and Girls Club. Vaughn, how's it going?
Doing great, Jack. How are you, my friend?
You know, we are we're back at work. Things are rocking and rolling, and yeah, we got a lot going on in June, just like you guys do at the Boys and Girls Club. So you wrapped up the regular school year, is that correct?
Yep. So school ended, May 25th. And for us, we're the opposite of the schools, right? So, they're busy all day during the school year and we see them after school, and then summer comes and it's all hands on deck and we are full bore, getting
Yeah.
after it.
Well, and I went to your Building Great Futures, and you really expanded this last year into the other schools with kind of some after school programs.
Yeah, so with COVID, like I want to quit talking about it since it was not the greatest times of our lives, but there was a lot of challenges, and coming out of that, we made a commitment to serve more kids more often with more impact and have a really strong collaboration with both the Durango and Bayfield school districts. So have been building programs out, throughout the entire school district in Durango, as well as Bayfield went to a 4-day school week. So been doing the Friday enrichment program, and then also working out in Mancos with Mancos United to get some stuff stood up out there this summer. So, really trying to just provide that pro-social, safe space, supportive relationship, opportunity for as many kids as we possibly can.
Yeah, and you guys served, how many kids was it this last year if you added it up?
Yeah, so 1,700 kids. Which is by far the most we've ever served. We opened the doors in 2007 and had steady growth, and then had a little decline, but then made that commitment to do more. And we'll continue to look for any opportunities, collaborations, and opportunities to help, kids get off to that good start. I mean, it's proven effective, right?
Yep.
Kids in a safe space with a supportive relationship make better decisions and ultimately, lead caring, productive, and responsible lives. So it's what we've been doing for 16 years here and 150 years as Boys and Girls Club.
Wow. It's been tried and tested and proven to be successful. And I know a testament too, because when the kids, I say kids because they're, anybody under 18 is a kid, and well, anybody under 30 in my world's a kid.
40 pretty soon there, old timer.
Yeah, I know. And the kids that are at the club, when you guys have your, your fundraising events, or just go in, they're so well mannered and just present themselves in such a positive way. And in fact, that's another thing that I'll plug is if somebody wants to contribute, you can do it monthly, you can do it one time, you can do legacy planning. There's a lot of opportunities to help the club.
Well, 100%. I mean, it is a grassroots organization. We are part of a national structure, but we have the autonomy and we're driven by grassroots support. I mean, the belief that people have in what we do in our local community and support that financially. The budget went from $750,000 to $1.2 million, in the last 3 years for a variety of reasons. And, 40% of that comes from people like you and me that believe in kids and believe that it's an investment that, the return on that goes forever, right? I mean, you invest in a kid's future and, you get a return on it every day. And looking at the kids, in that alumni video at the event that you were at, looking at where those kids are now, and, that's happening every single day, and it's what keeps me, keeps me going. There's a lot of challenges in managing, a nonprofit organization, that doesn't have a government funding stream. We're not part of any sort of tax group. We have to raise the money each and every year. And again, to ensure that kids safe, fun, supportive environment, and they all deserve it.
Now, I'm curious, do you guys, are you currently looking for any board members? Want to throw that out there.
Yeah, I mean, we're actually looking at a little bit of restructure. I've been in this game for a long time, as you have, and the traditional nonprofit board structure is interesting, right? No shareholders, right? So you give your time and your reward is the intrinsic value of knowing you helped youth. But at the same time, you know, it's kind of, I think it's just kind of, it's time to look at a different model, you know, where people can engage in their passions with the time that they have. You know, it was always time, talent, and treasure, right? But we always focused on treasure, like board members, you got to raise money, which is important because again, if you don't have the money, you can't provide the service. But where do you meet people more where they're at, and what their passions are? Because it is a business, right? You know, I mean, we don't sell widgets. We sell opportunities for kids to succeed, which is really cool. But it takes a lot of different things, a lot of different expertises, you know, around everything from, you know, marketing and human resources and clearly fundraising and, you know, giving people that opportunity to do something that's meaningful. You know, I've said this forever, being part of the nonprofit, is that, you know, you can give money and we want it and that's awesome, you know, but you may get that back. You never know, some long lost relative, you know, good scratcher, play the red ball one day, you know, your ball may pop up, but you're never ever going to get your time back. So how you spend that, it's definitely a finite resource. So find something you're passionate about. And there's lots of opportunities in our community to do those kinds of things, be it with youth or, you know, the seniors or wherever. There's a lot of opportunities. So people that are looking to give of their time, their talent, their treasure, Boys and Girls Club's a good one. And I know Leadership La Plata, I think the deadline just passed. So if you didn't get it in by May 31st, you probably missed it. But yeah, that's another opportunity to learn a lot about the community and find some place where you may want to give back.
You bet. And then coming up at the end of the month, what do you guys have going on over at the club?
Boys and Girls Club week. You know, school ended, like I said, on the 25th. So, you know, we've been rolling for about a week now. Got about 100 kids coming to the main club. That's the site right there through partnership with La Plata County, where we serve fourth grade and up. And then the Needham school-based side will be rolling here this week. And then we'll be out in Bayfield and Mancos in the following week. So looking at about 300 kids a day. All day, you know, 7:30 to 5:30, rocking and rolling. But Boys and Girls Club week is what's coming up at the end of the month.
And what do you have specially planned for that? I mean, are you going to do anything, you know, like, you know, high dives or anything?
Well, you know, it's interesting because a lot of it is about, you know, celebrating who we are and what we do, you know, so different days have different things, you know, celebrating your Boys and Girls Club spirit. We have theme days all the way through the summer. At all the club sites, you know, so we're going to have, you know, your favorite sports team, you know, the beach day, all that kind of stuff. So celebrating the club, and then celebrating all of the things that we're doing, you know, so we have a healthy lifestyle day, you know, so getting kids out, getting them active, making good choices around your diet and those kinds of things. But that won't be the day that we're rolling all the ice cream trucks in. So we've got ice cream trucks going to every site, throughout the county, as well as the Mancos site, just to, again, celebrate kids and, you know, the old good old days, which I think you can relate to probably, Jack, as well as I can. You know, you could hear that music, man, and you were out the door.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are kind of the things that have dissipated a little bit, I think, as society has changed.
Yeah. Well, you know, none of this would be possible without your incredible staff and, I don't want to give shout outs to any of your staff members because I know I got a great staff here at the chamber and, you know, they make things happen.
Well, it's always about the staff, right? I mean, supportive relationships come from people, you know, and so having great people that believe in the work we do, can connect with kids and, you know, this whole scaling thing, the employment market's super tough, but we're lucky to have, you know, some really great folks that have been with us. You know, I've got folks like Megan Hayes, who's been here since we opened, you know, and then, you know, Catherine clearly in the development side and Jared Bissell's club kid running the main site, Melissa McKnight, who's been, you know, running Southwest Colorado baseball as well as working with us for a lot of years. She's going to depart for a little while and hopefully we'll see her back in the community soon. But, you know, Peter Marshall, who, you know,
oh, yeah.
Jack, former, you know, citizen of the year, said it best when he said, you know, what we really do are people, places, and programs, right? So putting the right people in place and then providing that space. The kids feel safe, they feel welcomed, they're engaged, and then ultimately, you know, programs that help them experience different things, figure out who they are, who they want to be, is kind of the secret sauce.
Now, along with all that, what are some of the things, I should ask it this way. Are you seeing a return to back to pre-pandemic numbers and involvement, things of that nature? People are, you know, coming back out of their COVID cocoons.
Yes, for sure. You know, again, I mean, we're seeing more kids than we've ever seen. We're seeing a wider variety of kids. You know, we still see, you know, the kids that have been coming for several years, but as we grow into the community, you know, getting to see new faces, and then, you know, help navigate the challenges. I mean, we're not going to know for several years how all of this truly impacted all of us, and including young people. But that re-engagement had been a challenge. You know, we're not quite 2 years out of, you know, masking and social distancing and those kinds of things. But, you know, I mean, that social emotional well-being and the connection has faded. And I, you know, I mean, I think that was headed that way anyway with technology. And then this, you know, ramped it up even more. And then you just look at, you know, how polarized everything became, you know, so really trying to be accepting of all and welcoming to all, you know, the program stuff that we're looking at, you know, like Youth for Unity, you know, it is about being inclusive and meeting kids where they are and helping them navigate, you know, this thing we call life, which I'm still trying to figure out, and I'm getting a little long in the tooth, you know, so there's no manual, right? There's no
well,
no cheat sheet.
We're recording this chamber chat via Zoom, which was kind of one of the things that came out of the pandemic. But all right, there's something maybe positive. You know, you can be in your office or home. I can be at my office or home, and we can, you know, record this and I send it to the file off to the radio station. But definitely some good things. We've only got a couple minutes left. What else would you like to highlight at the Boys and Girls Club?
You know, I think the biggest piece is just, you know, remembering that all kids deserve an opportunity to succeed, and all kids deserve the ability to go someplace where they're cared about, they know they belong, and, you know, they can just experience. And being in rural Colorado, it's one of the big challenges, you know. I mean, even in Durango or Bayfield or Ignacio, you know, communities that have some services are still never enough. And then if you're outside of those communities, transportation, the barriers that are set up that prohibit kids from being in pro-social activities on a regular basis, that's a step, you know, we can continue to, I think, work on both from the nonprofit side as well as just the community at large, you know, more affordable pro-social activities for kids and adults just help us to be happier, right?
Yeah. You know, definitely playing is one of the things that I always found to get kids to talk, or even my own sons, you know, be like, hey, let's go shoot some baskets, or let's go to throw a football around. And it brings out the conversational piece as you're, you know, exercising and doing things and, you know, and making fun of each other as you miss the basket.
Well, for sure. You know, I mean, that fun piece is something that I can't highlight enough, right? You're young once, you know, and when we think about the challenges that are occurring all over the place, you know, it shouldn't be a 12 or 14 year old with the weight of the world on his shoulders. You just shouldn't. I mean, it's not beneficial. It's harmful, you know? So how do we take some of that off? And we all want, everybody wants to succeed. We understand that, but you know, what does that look like? Right. And I think that's from the club's perspective is, you know, different perceptions, right? Cause I know I'm a parent, you know, and I haven't applied half the strategies to my own kids that I consistently apply with, you know, Boys and Girls Club kids. So just again, more support, more appreciation, more value. Kids know stuff. Let's not forget that they should be a part of this process.
Yeah. Well, and if somebody wants to contribute, what's the website?
It's bgclaplata.org, and happy to put your money to work.
All right. Well, Vaughn, thank you for everything you do. And we're out of time, but don't forget Boys and Girls Club. and bgclaplata.org. Vaughn, thanks
That's
for
it.
joining us.
Yep, always a pleasure. Thanks, Jack.
You bet. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.